Today's reading is from John chapter 16, starting in verse 1. John 16, verse 1. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me. This discourse before Jesus is arrested and crucified continues, and he realizes that they're getting heavy hearts at this point, that all of these things are weighing down upon them. And he makes that statement that he has much more to say to them, but they can't bear it right now. In other words, they're about to be overcome with sorrow because of these things that he's sharing with them. And I'm sure that it was very distressing. I try to put myself in their shoes and think about having followed Jesus for some 3 years or so, and then him to say that he's going to be removed from them. It would be very distressing. But he says, I'm not just going to leave you and then leave you alone. I'm going to leave you this comforter. I'm going to give you this helper that will guide you into all truth. It wasn't just the fact that they would get information, you know, inspiration from God through the Holy Spirit, but that they would be comforted as well. Perhaps he's referring to because they would then understand the whole plan of God. But going back all the way to chapter 14, he's been mentioning this comforter and helper that he's going to send. Chapter 14, verse 16, he would be with them forever. Chapter 14, verse 26, he would teach them all things and bring them remembrance. Chapter 15, 26 and 27, it would bear witness along with the apostles. And then finally here in chapter 16 and verse 7, would be to their advantage that he depart so that the helper can come, and this would be a blessing to them. Also note verse 2, it says they will put you out of the synagogues, and the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. I'm sure it's not limited to, but I think that is a reference also to Saul, who would become Paul the Apostle. In verse 8, there's this statement about when the Holy Spirit comes, it will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And so this conviction means pointing out sin and calling them toward repentance. That's exactly what the word ends up doing, which was delivered by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And they have rejected, going back to chapter 8, they've rejected all of these calls to repentance so far. They have rejected the fact that they are in sin, even speaking of those that were rulers of the Jews. And so in essence, they've rebuffed that call to repentance. They refused it. They've rejected their way of escape from sin. And then concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. True righteousness has come, and it is going to go back to the Father. This was manifest in Jesus the Christ. And then concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Those false judgments are going to be exposed and condemn the source of all lies, the father of all lies, Satan himself. So how is all this done? Well, it's primarily done through the preaching of the gospel that we see throughout the book of Acts. And we see within the letters that were penned that are saved for us in our New Testament. These writings and this preaching was all done by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And some people do listen. Some people do pay attention. Chapter 2, we see those that were pricked in the heart or cut to the heart. They responded by saying, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to handle the fact that we've sinned? They were convicted. And they were convicted to the point of repentance. And so the Spirit then bears witness, guides in all truth, bringing to their remembrance those things that they might be able to convict the world and make that call to repentance. It's not that it will force anyone into repentance, but it'll make that call to those that would be cut to the heart. And this all continues today. We still have it saved for us. This knowledge which was given by inspiration is now written down for us to seek out God through these words, that we might be convicted of our own sin and we might thus repent of that sin. So perhaps what we need to pray for today is for us to be convicted of any sin that we're guilty of so that we might come to repentance. We must allow the Spirit to do its work on us individually. We must allow that word to have its full effect that we might not only realize sin, but not desire to sin, that we might turn from it. Then we can have that great blessing that the Spirit brings, and we might accept the gift of God, which is eternal life. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.